It's 25 minutes before the hour. Congratulations, you've made it. Keep up the good driving. Mobil wants you to live. And we want you to enjoy the news, music, and sports in this half hour of Summertime Monitor. I'm your host, Barry Nelson.
Una, dos, tres, cuatro!
Nació en Chihuahua en 906, en un Tepeyac debajo un ciprés. A los dos años hablaba inglés, mató dos hombres a la edad de tres. Pancho, Pancho López, chiquito pero mató. ¿De veras? A los cuatro años sabía montar su carabina, sabía pulsar. A 30 yardas lo vi de apagar un ojo a un piojo y sin apuntar. Pancho, Pancho López, valiente como un león. ¡Ajúa! ¡Ajúa! A los 5 años sabía cantar, tocaba guitarra y hasta bailar, y su papá lo dejaba fumar y se emborrachaba con puro mezcal. Pancho, Pancho López, chiquito pero mató. ¿De veras? A los 6 años se enamoró, llegó a los 7 pues se casó, lo que tenía que pasar pasó, a los 8 años papá resultó. Pancho, Pancho López, se fue a la revolución. Y la historia se terminó, porque a los 9 Pancho murió. Y el consejo de la historia es, no vivan la vida con tanta repitez. Pancho, Pancho López, viviste como un ciclón.
Chuny Lopez and his tribute to a fellow much like our own Davy Crockett, Pancho Lopez.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke after Coke.
Monitors ring around the world, a close-up of people and events in other countries. School bells are ringing again in the Soviet Union. That story from NBC's Kenneth Bernstein in one moment. Brought to you by one-hour Martinizing, the most in dry cleaning. Do you have a problem finding space around your house for the family's clothing? Well, here's how you can practically gain an extra closet. Right now, your neighborhood one-hour Martinizing dry cleaner is offering economical prices for box storage. He'll clean and store your fine summer clothing for you to pick up, fresh as a flower, next spring. Stop in and ask your one-hour Martinizing dry cleaner about his special box storage offer. You'll find it a thrifty, convenient way to end closet clutter. And whatever your dry cleaning needs, you can rely on your franchised one-hour Martinizing store for prompt, friendly, professional service. Martinizing is the modern method of dry cleaning, yet costs you no more.
Be off to a fresh start with one-hour Martinizing dry cleaning.
Now, Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
In Moscow, which is as far north as the middle of Canada, the days are getting shorter and the nights are chillier. Next Thursday, the summer will officially end as 1 million Moscow school children go back to classes. All across the country, 48 million pupils will check in a more or less festive atmosphere. Like students in most of Europe, they'll be wearing uniforms to school. These are dark brown, drab, and old-fashioned. It has occurred to some people here to do something about the traditional school uniforms, to brighten and modernize them. The newspaper Literary Gazette reports that the idea of new uniforms was first broached 8 years ago, but nothing has come of it. Evidently, nobody is willing to take that big decision. Education is free here, as widely advertised, but the school books are not. Not only do the pupils have to buy their textbooks, but there aren't enough available. 185 million textbooks are published here every year, but it's estimated that 260 million are required. Paper shortages and poor organization are blamed. While books are in short supply, many relatively new ones have to be discarded. This is for ideological reasons. The twists and turns, the rewriting of history, is a nightmare to educators. This year, a new history text is supposed to be out, and a new biology book may correct some of the distortions in that field that began under Stalin. School crowding is a general problem in the Soviet Union, and double shifts are the rule. There's an acknowledged lack of rural schools and competent teachers to man them, and a rural child must get to school on his own, even if he must walk 10 miles. For all its problems, the Soviet educational system has attracted great interest in the West. For the next few days, the Soviet press will be whipping up its annual back-to-school campaign full of praise for the rapid strides in public education. For all the fanfare, 48 million Soviet pupils will march to school pretty much the same way as pupils anywhere, feeling some trepidation, regret at vacation's end, but hoping for the best, even if their uniforms are old-fashioned and drab. Kenneth Bernstein, NBC News, Moscow.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events in other countries. This one also brought to you by L&M Filter Cigarettes.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
A while back at B. Taylor's dance studio, only one instructor, Jack, smoked L&Ms. Now Kim Kelly's come over. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Thank you.
That was Vicky Carr, and this is the spot where you can always be sure your weekend world is covered on the Monitor Beacon.
Who knows what money lurks in the coffers of Fortune Phone?
Hey, well, as a matter of fact, I do. I'm Sterling Yates, and we have fun and games here on 660 Radio every morning on Fortune Phone. Then again, Son of Fortune Phone every afternoon from 4 to 5.
That's the conversation station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
The Sunday evening segment of Monitor, which keeps pace with all the significant developments involving people and events. Brad Crandall's your host, and among the special features will be some pertinent observation on this week's New York visit by the Beatles, and a graphic description by reporter Len Probst of their concert before 45,000 screaming, fainting children and a sprinkling of perplexed adults. Dr. Albert Hibbs, Monitor's science editor, will furnish another of his fascinating reports. Of course, there'll be sports from Joe Gargiola and Mel Allen, plenty of the most popular music in the nation, and many special features. So swing through Sunday evening with Monitor and Brad Crandall. Johnny Mann singers for that. Credit your own good taste for this. Now, let's find out what's new at your funny neighborhood grocers, the 7-Eleven stores.
Here's more about the unusual things that are happening to people who shop at 7-Eleven stores. This is Dr. Carl Dean Calhoun.
I'm a dentist, and I always had a problem. I didn't like to look down into people's mouths. Well, I decided to give the 7-Eleven shopping a try, and all of a sudden, I rather enjoy looking into somebody's mouth. It's really quite a place down here.
This is Mary Appletickle.
I've been sort of sweet on a local disc jockey, but he wouldn't even give me the time of day. I tried some of this 7-Eleven shopping magic, and it worked. He not only gave me the time of day, but the temperature and the barometric pressure.
And now Carlton E. Shackendickle.
I was nobody until I bought some picnic supplies at 7-Eleven. Today I am king of America.
America has no king.
No king, eh? Guess I'll have to shop again at 7-Eleven.
One of the Tony Bennett's latest, Touch the Earth.
Lean down. Touch the earth. Reach up and touch the sky. Reach out. Touch the hearts of strangers passing by. what you can give. So lean down, touch a child, reach out, touch the sea. Touching the earth with love.
Garway here, David, reminding you that if a State Farm auto policyholder has a windshield broken in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, he gets the same quick service from the local State Farm agent that he gets back home in Homewood, Illinois, or Homestead, Florida. Coast-to-coast claim service is just one reason why State Farm Mutual is the world's largest car insurer, and why you should call the State Farm agent in your town, be it East Orange, Greenville, or Red Bud. You'll find his name in the yellow pages.
Now, for the latest word on sports, we turn to the Monitor Sports Desk. We also turn to Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Barry Nelson. Hello there, everybody. Let's start off with golf. And strangely enough, on this hot day in August, we will talk about January. Is that all right with you, Barry?
It took me by surprise.
Well, it took Don January a little bit by surprise, too, except he shot some exceptional golf in the $110,000 Philadelphia Classic. He held off a final round charge by defending champion Jack Nicklaus to win by one stroke. Don January shot a 71, which gave him a 72-hole total of 278 and a 10-under par. Nicklaus came on firing a 67 that included two eagles on the front nine to finish 9-under at 279. Arnie Palmer, the third-round co-leader with January, had to take a double bogey on the front nine and finished in a three-way tie for third at 281 with Bob Golby and Gene Mittler. George Knutson had a 282. Now turning to baseball in the American League, Boston beat league-leading Baltimore 3-2. That was the second straight day that Boston had beaten Baltimore by the same score. Darryl Brandon was the winning pitcher, Ed Fisher the loser. And the New York Yankees once again slaughtered Detroit, this time 8-1 behind the five-hit pitching of rookie Fritz Peterson. Mickey Lolich took the defeat. Joe Pepitone hit his 30th home run of the year for New York, and rookie Steve Whitaker hit a grand slammer. It was his third home run in three games. Norm Cash homered for Detroit. Washington won its fifth straight game, defeating Cleveland 3-2. Ron Klein the winner, Louis Tiant the loser, and Dick Houser hit a home run for Cleveland. In the National League, in the first game of doubleheader, St. Louis scored twice in the first inning, beat second place Pittsburgh 3-2. The Pirates, by the way, out-hit the Cardinals in that game, 12-8. Ray Washburn got the win. Vernon Law took the loss. Atlanta defeated the New York Mets 8-4. Home runs for the Braves by Eddie Matthews and Rick O'Carty. Clay Carroll the winner, Dennis Rabant the loser. Cincinnati got three in the first, went on to beat Philadelphia 5-2 for its fifth straight. The Reds had 13 hits, including a home run by Beta Pinson. Jim Maloney won his 14th. Larry Jackson took the defeat. Other sports names in the news. The World Boxing Council has sanctioned Argentina's Horacio Avicalo as the world flyweight boxing champion, whose title had not been recognized previously by the European Federation, which recognized Scotland's Walter McGowan. Boston's Larry Lewis won the men's singles tennis championship in the Pan American Maccabiah Games in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And in harness racing, a field of 12, 10 colts and 2 fillies was named to start in the Hamiltonian Stakes for 3-year-old trotters this Wednesday at DuCoin, Illinois. And if all 12 go to the post, the race will be worth $122,000, with $60,000 going to the winner. And that's the late sports news, Barry. Mel Allen here reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Thanks, Mel.
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze.
Now I want you dads to meet the heads-up coach of our junior boys baseball team, Arnold Smedley. Arnold? Hey, Arnold!
When you can't afford to be dull, No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new pleasant-tasting chewable No-Doze mints help keep you more naturally alert, safe as coffee.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
That's another new one, not the song, but the arrangement. Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass and Flamingo. On the road, at the beach, or at home. Stay on the line now and catch up with the latest happenings around the nation and the world through NBC Monitor News on the Hour. This is Barry Nelson.
This is Monitor, over 11 years of service to the NBC radio audience.